Cairo Radio was paid a fee to air the following program. All information discussed on the following program is for general information purposes only and does not constitute legal advice or create an attorney-client relationship. Prior to acting on any legal matter, you should seek legal advice from a qualified legal attorney who can evaluate your situation and advise you accordingly.
Welcome to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH. Your Partner in Law is brought to you in part by the law firm Gregorick & Associates PLLC. Charting your course to a secure future, Your Partner in Law starts now. Here's your host, Rick Gregorick.
Hey, good morning and welcome to Your Partner in Law. I'm attorney Rick Gregorick from law firm of Gregorick & Associates. And we have attorney Ted Hansen.
Yes, we do.
Today, good morning, Ted.
Out of bed and everything this morning.
Yeah, but you're one of them early risers, aren't you?
I generally am. Yes, I am. But I'm an early to go to bedder too. So
early to go to bedder, early to rise, makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise.
Something like that. I skipped the last part, I think, however.
Yeah. Well, the healthy, the wealthy, the wise.
I'll take those. Those are okay.
Those are all tough ones, right?
That's right.
Hey, you know, on our show today, the show's all about education, Ted, and we really want to kind of, through example, I guess, is show people what not to do and, then what to do. Because for every wrong, there must be a right. So that's kind of what we want the show to do and kind of address all of the different common areas that evolve around planning our life and planning our estates and all these types of things, and yet, it's difficult to do, to fit this all in and to prioritize it, but, it doesn't take an inordinate amount of time.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's just pulling the trigger to make up your mind that you have to do something.
It's right? Making that decision knowing I know it's right. I know I should do it. It's been on my to-do list for how many decades now?
Yeah.
In many cases. Yeah. But really what we want to help folks do is avoid, the more common mistakes that happen because – we see it over and over and over. And as kind of a theme today, I wanted to talk about some of these items that, oftentimes we're talking about the millions of dollars and all this kind of stuff. And I wanted to bring it right down to, kind of really basic stuff that happens at every single level. And this has to do with the personal property and things that might become family heirlooms. And, Ted, you and
things
I both
people
know.
People fight about.
Wow, do they fight.
It's my clock. She promised me the clock.
And it's so difficult because most people do almost no planning in this area, or the planning they did was all verbal. It's out there in the ether.
Yes.
It doesn't exist on paper, and no one knows. And, Ted, when we look at disputes that arise in a will, after someone dies through the probate process, or even people who have done trust-based planning, when we're executing and settling those trusts upon deaths, whether it's the first death of a parent or the second, oftentimes more things crop up on the second death, but when someone dies in the family, all that personal property, so much of it has emotions attached to it.
Absolutely.
And it's not the value of these items, it's the emotions. And some of these emotions
are
decades old. It's sometimes.
Yeah.
But the troubling thing is, just all these what we might consider trinkets or family heirlooms that may or may not have any real true economic value. I kind of think back to, my own life, so to speak. And we all draw from our own experiences. I'm sure you can share one or two, Ted. And, when I was a teenager, my grandfather passed away. And I had been, pretty close to him over the years. And I had always gone to their house and I'd played with certain things of grandpa's. Most of what I was playing with, I was told, put that down. Don't break
you
that.
You too?
Put that down. Get out of grandpa's office.
Uh-huh.
That's usually what happened. Because my two favorite things to deal with grandpa was this tiny little letter opener. It was, made in Finland. My grandfather's brother, so my great uncle, was a diplomat to the Finnish embassy for his entire career. And he would send my grandfather these little Swedish trinkets, hand-carved, very intricate, very cool. And this little letter opener had a wooden handle and a little wooden sheath, and then this beautiful little blade that was, we call it engraved. I have no idea what it says. It was in Finnish. And I should have it, you know, maybe someday I'll have it translated. And I would always go and play with that. And, of course, I would cut myself with it. It's razor sharp. Wonderful little letter opener. And after Grandpa died, Grandma let us go into a room, grandkid by grandkid at this time, and pick one item at a time of what we wanted. And so I was third in line. And I'm going, oh, letter opener, letter opener, letter opener. You know, it's like a game show. I got to wait till the letter opener. I get in there, it's still there.
Yes.
And I said, yes, my letter opener. I still open my mail at home with that letter opener today, Ted.
I believe
it just reminds me of my grandfather.
I believe I get
to see him every time.
I have
some. There were
items.
Several other trinkets I could share. Yep. I've shared with other folks over the time. Yep. But these things have such a profound meaning to people that sometimes we will fight to the death over it. I've had other situations, I'll use the proverbial grandfather clock, where there were four children who all said they wanted the grandfather clock, but no one could agree among themselves who would get the grandfather clock. Well, we tried a bidding thing. We tried holding an auction. Who'll give me $500 of your inheritance? And nobody was willing to pony up anything. It was just kind of like, you know, I just want it.
Yes.
Well, after 3 or 4 hours of going around and around and around and getting very frustrated, it became clear to me that none of them actually wanted the grandfather clock.
Yeah, they just don't want the other one to have
it. They didn't want to go visit their sibling and see it in their sibling's
exactly
house.
Right.
So undercurrents of things that can happen. So,
but we see all kind of creative ways.
I would love for our callers to give us a call today and tell us your story.
Yeah, your best lottery experience or something like this with some piece of property, because I know they're out there, right? Because we get into these things all the time, right?
Or clever ways you may have thought about dealing with this or have dealt with it. So the phone lines are open at 888-973-5476. That's the hotline to get into Cairo Radio and KTTH Radio online, on air, right now, 888-973-5476. Tell us about your family.
Oh, there's got to be a few out there.
And things of that nature. I know it's early. Get that coffee in you, your latte, and be ready to go. But we really need to think through this because it does cause a tremendous amount of problems. You know, you just got to think through these types of gifts. And, you know, Ted, one of the things that happens so frequently is we'll have, you know, 3 or 4 kids and mom or dad dies, or after the second of them dies, and the one kid, let's say, you know, let's say daughter one. Let's pretend there's 3 daughters in this one. And so, of course, the eldest daughter says, well, I get mom's wedding rings. The youngest daughter says, why? Mom promised them to me. The eldest daughter said, well, it's only proper that I get them. Why? And the middle sister says, well, what about me? So all the girls want the wedding ring, but nobody made any plans, Mom, on how to deal with this. And, Mom, a plan is not, I'll give it to daughter one, and then when she dies, to give it to daughter two, and then to daughter three or something. Don't do that.
Yeah.
You give a gift away. You give it away without strings, usually. And you can't say, well, daughter A is going to keep it for a year, and then daughter B will have it for a year. Please don't do that to your family.
Fly,
We see these things, Ted.
We do. It doesn't fly, though.
In the idea of creating fairness, we end up creating anarchy, I guess.
Yeah, and it's strange, too, but you're exactly right about these kind of things. And these are the contests that we usually get into, right? It's not about anything substantial sometimes. It's just about these emotional attachments to things, right? That's what it is, and however, whatever form that takes, right? But it happens. You know?
Well, I remember cases, and jewelry is always an issue, family heirlooms, that Civil War memorabilia.
Yeah. Sometimes artwork is a big piece, right?
Collectible cars. Anything
cars is a biggie. Yeah,
anything
cars.
Collectible.
Yeah.
And, you know, and what's surprising is some of this stuff doesn't really have a lot of economic value.
That's right.
It has a lot of intrinsic emotional value to the holder, to the family. You know, that spinning wheel from grandma from, 1842, it's been in everybody's attic now for four successive generations. Yep. And yet we will see people spending, many thousands of dollars going through litigation. You know, if there's four kids involved, that means there's going to be at least four or five attorneys probably. Each child's going to have their own attorney, and then the executor or the trustee, as the case might be, they're going to have an attorney. And it just becomes a free-for-all. And ladies and gentlemen, it oftentimes becomes a free-for-all with your money.
That's exactly right. And your attorneys end up getting your inheritance and not you.
Right? Yeah, we don't mind that. But, you know,
I prefer not to go down that route.
As a planning firm,
our goal is
to help you avoid these common issues and problems. Hey, Ted, you know, just before we run out on this first break, we got Retirement Roundtable coming up Saturday, August 18th. And last week we announced it was getting started. We had our sneak preview, and oh my goodness, the responses were way, way more than we thought.
You bought lunch for a whole bunch of people, didn't
you? So the tickets are going fast. You have to get them at rjglegal.com. That's the tip today, rjglegal.com. Click on events. Get your tickets now for Retirement Roundtable. All indications are it will sell out, and it will sell out early.
We're about more than a third of the way now.
We just started, and it's going great. So Retirement Roundtable, pretty much an all-day event from 9 to 2:30, kind of half day, I guess you want to call it. It's a day of learning about estate planning and elder planning and how to put your finances together with that and long-term care insurance, maybe reverse mortgages, all kinds of these things that go along. We're going to talk about the intersection of elder law and estate planning, and we're going to help demystify all this stuff and have a fun day. Your parking is validated. That's probably $12-15.
Decent lunch.
You get a nice lunch, get to meet some nice people, and, of course, we get to meet you. And that's all great. So rjglegal.com, sign up for Retirement Roundtable. Do it today so you're not disappointed. And we'll be right back.
Retirement, what does it mean to you? Has it changed as a result of today's economy? Are you worried about your future? Could there be stormy seas ahead?
Hi, this is Rick Gregrick, founder of Gregrick & Associates. We're a dedicated team of legal and tax professionals that can help you navigate your course for a secure future. Whether you're just thinking about your retirement or you're well into your retirement years, whether you're single, married, or involved in a domestic partnership, we can help you create your necessary legal and tax planning.
I am so glad I found one firm that can help me with all my legal and tax needs.
Call today for your free consultation. 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450.
You can also sign up for a partner-in-law event. Just go to yourpartnerinlaw.com and find the elder law or estate planning course that's best for you. You can register for both events by going to yourpartnerinlaw.com. yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Hey, it's Dory Monson. I'm here with Brian Ott, host of Long Term Care Radio right here on Cairo every Saturday at 7. And Brian, before signing up for a plan, I attended one of your classes with my wife, learned how passionate you are about what you do and how you love to teach people about the importance of long term care planning.
You know, I really do love educating people, Dory.
Yeah, why is that?
Well, someone took the time to educate my grandmother about long term care, which meant she got the level of care she deserved, but it also meant my mom didn't have to give up her life to be a caregiver. You know, Dory, it taught me firsthand that long-term care planning protects you and the people you care about most.
Yeah, that's exactly why my wife and I put a plan in place with Brian and why I recommend you do the same. Start by joining Brian at his next long-term care planning class and learn about the most innovative plans available, like the one I got. It's going to pay me back whether I use it or not. Don't miss Brian's next class. It's Thursday, July 19th at 7 p.m. in Bellevue. There are only a few seats left, so sign up today at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's John Curley. Are you retired or getting close? Retirement Roundtable is August 18th and not to be missed at the Meidenbauer Center. Rick Gregrick, host of Your Partner in Law, you have put together quite the lineup of experts.
We're bringing all the parties together under one roof to talk about your estate planning, your elder law planning, your financial planning. Tom Koch of Talking Real Money, he's going to be explaining finances to you in good times and bad. And we have Steve Elliott from Capstone Trust going to talk to you about fiduciary services.
All those experts in one room.
Get the information to protect and preserve your hard-earned assets and pass them along while making sure you are covered in the event of your disability or your spouse's disability.
You've got to protect yourself. Start with the facts. You're going to learn so much at the Retirement Roundtable August 18th at the Meydenbauer Center. Get your tickets and all the details at yourpartnerinlaw.com. It sells out fast every year. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Now back to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorek on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.
And
money for nothing.
Right.
How about that?
Yeah, money for nothing. When's that going to happen?
And chicks for free. Never happened to me. Ever.
I love the lyrics of these songs.
Yeah.
Hey, Ted, we're back. We're live. We're on air. This is Your Partner in Law. The lines are open. We'd love to hear from you about maybe some of the ways that you've thought about distributing personal property to your heirs, your family. Or maybe some things that have gone wrong. Maybe if you've had some stories, we'd love to
hear.
Good
or bad, we'll take them.
Well,
take
yeah, let's
the
talk.
The bad ones are always more fun.
Let's talk real. Right. You know, the phone line's 888-973-5476, 888-973-5476. That gets you right on air. And, of course, right before break, reminded everybody, get the Retirement Roundtable. Register today at rjglegal.com. If you happen to forget and you go to yourpartnerinlaw.com, just click on rjglegal when you get there, and it'll take you right over there. And while you're on either of our websites, rjglegal, signing up for Retirement Roundtable, check out our podcast. That's all the shows that we do. They're all there. And maybe you can't make them all on Sunday mornings. You got other things to do sometimes, but you never have to be uninformed. So you can get our podcast, and they'll be right there, and you can go back and listen to past shows and all that fun stuff. We've got a new e-newsletter to sign up for, so I'd encourage you to do that. All the old newsletters that we've been doing, then you're going to be getting, you're going to continue getting those as well. And those will be up on the website this coming week. We've had a little challenge migrating them over to the new website. It's
always fun.
All this technology, yeah. It just drives you nuts. But anyhow, that's the life we're in. So sign up for those, our newsletters. You know, Ted, on the new website, there's two areas that I'm really kind of excited about because they're so informative. And under the estate planning area, we've got the Estate Planning Learning Center and the estate planning library. And there's lots of articles and papers. They're all downloadable PDFs, so all good information there. Lots of the stuff we talk about. Tie that up with our podcast, and you can go in and get the podcast that we do and get the – you can even get a weekly digest. So if you can't get to them every day, maybe you just get the weekly digest and you get them all at once.
You
and
go.
You can read through – we do five or six a week.
Efficiency.
And so we want you to be able to do all this in your time frame and how you're doing it. And so in looking at, you know, kind of our topic today, Ted, about these common issues that we have and really how can I prevent my children from fighting over my stuff after I die? And we'll have to kind of figure that out. But in the meantime, I think we'd like to take a quick call over here in Woodinville, and we've got Tom. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
I know this voice. I got a ringer.
Sounds like a great radio voice this guy has.
Yeah, have you ever?
That's so kind of you.
Hey, have you ever considered
calling on?
You might actually have a career in this if you channel
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I tried that, and then I'm doing other things. But I am calling on topic because this happened in my what my mom did after my dad passed away was she set out a catalog to myself and my three brothers and sisters and let people say, I want this, this, and this. Now, here's my advice to people. Do it. I didn't do it. It felt sheepish to me, like I'm asking for my mom's things while she's still alive. It felt very weird.
It does.
I didn't do that. So every once in a while now I go to my brother's house and I see things I wish I had taken.
Isn't that something? You get to go visit your parents' stuff and you said, gee, maybe I could have some.
I know, and I feel weird about it. So, but I mean, I thought it was a great idea. She cataloged everything. She sent it out to everybody. Said, you know, tell me within XYZ time what you want. And some people were smart enough to do that. Like my brother, and I was not. So, interestingly enough, Rick, you brought up the letter opener. I have my father's a physician. I have his Indicia letter opener, which I do love, and I do think of him often. So the letter opener was a good one.
Yeah, it's some of these little things, and Hey, Tom, you know, you're going to be out at Retirement Roundtable with us again, and this is just a great event.
Excited.
So what are you going to tell people out of Retirement Roundtable August 18th? What are you going to talk to them about this finance stuff that you do, and why are you guys different?
Well, interestingly enough, this gets back to, again, being on topic here, because a lot of it does have to do with inheritance or getting a large lump sum because you're retiring. What do you do with that? How do you deal with it? How do you turn that into income? That is always a huge question. So we give you specific methods of how to pay yourself from the money that you received. Maybe it was an inheritance or your retirement savings, because that's always a tricky, tricky situation, and people make a lot of bad decisions around that. And then the other one is really what to do with your money in any time. You mentioned good times and bad times in the ads. Exactly. And you should be thinking about that, not just responding. Because somebody called yesterday on the show about this. Well, I don't want to invest now because the market's gone up 9 years in a row. Well, what does that have to do with anything? Well, it makes me nervous. Sure, it should make you nervous. But you should have a philosophy. You should have a method. You should have a way to invest that fits for today, tomorrow, and the next day. Because, as you always point out, Rick, we never know what's coming the next
That's
day.
That's right. Boy, we sure don't. And, hey, folks, for those of just tuning in, this is Tom Koch that called in with kind of a personal family story as well. But Tom is a host of Talking Real Money on that other big station here in Seattle. He's the principal and founder of Vestry Financial Services. And he is my great friend and colleague. And we've done so many of these workshops and classes together over time that if you want to know about financing and how to properly invest and how to properly utilize your money in retirement and how do you draw it out, how do you be tax efficient, how do you deal with the emotions of investing, come on out to Retirement Roundtable, because the emotions in investing are probably your enemy. Wouldn't you agree with that, Tom?
Oh, it's 30 years ago, I never would have believed that for a minute when I was a journalist, but once I got in the business and saw the real day-to-day, it's the biggest problem. You can see that, by the way, when you look at the performance of investors that make generally about a third to a half of what the market provides, because people have a tendency to rush in when times look good and take the money out when they're bad, and that's why I was saying you really need to have a proper portfolio built. By the way, I'm going to toot our own horn here, Rick. You don't even know this. For the second year in a row, we made the list of the 50 fastest-growing registered investment advisors in the country. Last year, we were 26. The year before, we were 26. Last year, we were 48. So we're still on the list.
That's awesome, Tom.
The entire country, so we're doing okay.
Hey, congratulations, and we'll talk soon. And, folks, Retirement Roundtable, go to rjglegal.com, get signed up for that. Tom's going to be there. Lots of other people are going to be there. It's going to be a great day of learning. Hey, we got to take one of those crass commercial breaks.
Wendy,
Thanks, Tom.
We'll be back in a minute here, Wendy, to take your call.
Yeah, Wendy, you're up next. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's John Curley, and I'm here with Rick Gregorick. Rick, after attending a few of your events, one of the things that really stood out to me is how proper planning can really give you and your family and loved ones peace of mind.
It really does, John. At Gregorick & Associates, we are a planning firm, and my personal life experiences are what led me into estate and elder law planning. I've learned that through education, individuals and families can significantly reduce their risk and anxieties. We all face the likelihood of disability during our lives. A proper legal life plan can give you control of your care and the management of your financial affairs, and most of all, peace of mind.
Absolutely. The peace of mind, knowing that everything has been taken care of, is just so important. Schedule a complimentary consultation with Rick. He'll take the time to go through everything with you and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
This is Michael Medved. Financial experts will tell you that you should have a plan in place for the high cost of long-term care. If your plan consists of using your savings to pay for any long-term care needs in the future, then take a moment to contact 525 Advisors. 525 Advisors are the local long-term care experts. They will show you how to set up an asset-based plan using a portion of your existing savings. Now, this way you maintain control of your money and you're guaranteed to get your money back even if you don't need long-term care. For every dollar you put in today, 525 Advisors will show you how to get $3 to $4 back in tax-free long-term care protection. Call 525 Advisors today to learn how you can put a portion of your savings to work and protect your family and the rest of your assets from the high costs of long-term care. Call today at 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188 and 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's John Curley. Are you retired or getting close? Retirement Roundtable is August 18th and not to be missed at the Meydenbauer Center. Rick Gregorick, host of Your Partner in Law, you have put together quite the lineup of experts.
We're bringing all the parties together under one roof to talk about your estate planning, your elder law planning, your financial planning. Tom Koch of Talking Real Money, he's going to be explaining finances to you in good times and bad. And we have Steve Elliott from Capstone Trust going to talk to you about fiduciary services.
All those experts in one room.
Get the information to protect and preserve your hard-earned assets and pass them along while making sure you are covered in the event of your disability or your spouse's disability.
You've got to protect yourself. Start with the facts. You're going to learn so much at the Retirement Roundtable, August 18th, at the Meydenbauer Center. Get your tickets and all the details at yourpartnerinlaw.com. It sells out fast every year. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com.
We return to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH, with your host, Rick Gregorick.
An appropriate song. I take whatever I want.
Yeah, there you go.
A little bad cover.
Okay, folks, you're back at Your Partner in Law, and we've had Wendy over there at Camino Island. Good morning, Wendy.
Morning.
How you doing today?
Thank you for waiting.
Well, I'm just getting off work, so I'm a little tired and emotional, but
okay.
I listen to your show.
Excellent. Hey, well, you said you've got a story. We're talking about, you know, the family heirlooms and stuff, and it says you got an interesting story about a bedroom set. Tell us what's going on,
right
there,
Wendy. My mom, I'm going to roll my window at my mom and dad, when I was a kid, we sleep bedroom set in the 1800s. It was beautiful. And my mom, we moved to Mexico, Texas, Arizona, everywhere when I was a kid. My dad was in real estate. And anyway, my dad died, and my mom and her significant other, I took care of him when he passed, before he passed. And then when he passed, my mom moved in with me. And then she was diagnosed with ovarian cancer. And my husband and I and my son were living in a two-bedroom apartment. So it ended up that I needed to move into a three-bedroom, a bigger unit, you know. So I taught my cousin as an attorney. His name's John Hobbs. And anyway.
Free plug there, John.
So I went through my cousin before I even thought about selling it. And my mom gave that antique bedroom set to me when I graduated from high school. So that was known through my brothers. And I have five older brothers. And so when my mom got sick, it was like, well, I need to move. So I contacted them and said, you know, I asked them for help trying to get in a bigger unit, and they're like, you know, whatever, Wendy, figure it out. So I talked to my mom, and I said, I'm going to sell the bedroom set. And mom's like, it's just a piece of furniture, Wendy, you know. So I contacted my cousin, and he said, get a couple bids. So I went to Snohomish, and I got, you know, the antique dealers there. And I got three bids, and I thought, I'll go with the lowest one. And that bedroom set was at least, could have been, you know, $20,000. It was beautiful, perfect mint condition. And my son was, you know, I was raised on that bed. My kid was raised on that bed. So I got the lowest bid, and I talked to my brothers and said, well, this is what the bid is. If you'd like to help, get me into a bigger unit to take care of mom, then, you know, so be it. So they all said, forget it, Wendy. That belongs, we divide it up. I mean, they had the bed, the commode, the dresser, the mirror, you know, it was a big bedroom set.
Yeah.
And I said, this is what I'm offering you. I said, I got a lowest bid, and you either, you know, or I'm selling it.
Hey, Wendy, you know what? I'm going to have to have you hang on for a second, but I want to know the end of this story like Paul Harvey did.
Okay.
See the rest of that story. So hang on a second, and we're going to take a quick break, and then your partner-in-law will be right back, and more of your calls at 888-973-5476. We'll be right back.
Have you ever wondered what would happen to you or your loved ones or your business if you were incapacitated tomorrow or if you died prematurely? None of us plan on it, but not addressing these issues can be catastrophic to your finances, your family, and your business. Hi, this is attorney Rick Gregory, host of Your Partner in Law, right here on Cairo Radio every Sunday morning at 8. Elder or estate planning is necessary for all of us, regardless of our wealth or lack of wealth. So whether your estate is large or small, you simply must have a proper legal life plan in place to protect you, your loved ones, and your business. For your free estate or elder law planning consultation, give us a call today at 425-284-3450. At Gregorick & Associates, my staff and I will take the time necessary to understand your needs and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Call us today at 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450, or go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Hey, it's Dory Monson. I'm here with Brian Ott, host of Long-Term Care Radio right here on Cairo every Saturday at 7. And Brian, before signing up for a plan, I attended one of your classes with my wife, learned how passionate you are about what you do and how you love to teach people about the importance of long-term care planning.
You know, I really do love educating people, Dory.
You know, why is that?
Well, someone took the time to educate my grandmother about long-term care, which meant she got the level of care she deserved, but it also meant my mom didn't have to give up her life to be a caregiver. You know, Dory, it taught me firsthand that long-term care planning protects you and the people you care about most.
Yeah, that's exactly why my wife and I put a plan in place with Brian and why I recommend you do the same. Start by joining Brian at his next long-term care planning class and learn about the most innovative plans available, like the one I got. It's going to pay me back whether I use it or not. Don't miss Brian's next class. It's Thursday, July 19th at 7 p.m. in Bellevue. There are only a few seats left, so sign up today at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's John Curley. Are you retired or getting close? Retirement Roundtable is August 18th and not to be missed at the Meydenbauer Center. Rick Gregorick, host of Your Partner Law, you have put together quite the lineup of experts.
We're bringing all the parties together under one roof to talk about your estate planning, your elder law planning, your financial planning. Tom Koch of Talking Real Money, he's going to be explaining finances to you in good times and bad. And we have Steve Elliott from Capstone Trust going to talk to you about fiduciary services.
All those experts in one room.
Get the information to protect and preserve your hard-earned assets and pass them along while making sure you are covered in the event of your disability or your spouse's disability.
You've got to protect yourself. Start with the facts. You're going to learn so much at the Retirement Roundtable August 18th at the Meydenbauer Center. Get your tickets and all the details at yourpartnerinlaw.com. It sells out fast every year. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Now back to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.
All righty, we're back. Hey, we got Wendy on the line, and Wendy has this really great long story about the bedroom set, and Wendy's going to wrap that up because you got to get around to either selling it. You're either going to sell the bed to get some money to help pay for the mom's care, get a bigger place, or you're asking your siblings to chip in, and they don't want to chip in. So now what happened with the bed?
So I ended up selling it to a dealer in Snohomish. And my brothers have not spoken to me. My mom died in 1999.
Oh, boy.
And I ended up getting $1,800.
Oh, boy.
And I got to get into a three-bedroom, and it's all good. And that bedroom set, the dealer in Snohomish put it in a bedroom set or a bed and breakfast in Port Townsend.
Oh, nice.
and he took pictures, and it's in a good home.
Well, that's great. That's a good story.
And
well, you know, so, it's a good story, except it's kind of tore your family apart, didn't it?
Yep.
It's all right. It was okay.
Well, I know, but, you know, it's...
It shows the selfishness.
It does, and it shows how...
points out how exactly how this can work sometimes.
So, hey, well, Wendy, I'm glad things worked out, and you could actually go visit your furniture if you want. That's kind of cool in a way. So
that's really cool.
Well, I got pictures. It's in a good home, and they're making good money.
That's good.
Wendy, you have a great outlook on that. And, hey, thanks so much for listening to your partner-in-law, and thanks for calling in. We always appreciate that. So, hey, folks, Retirement Roundtable, been hearing the ads, and there is a nominal fee for this. It's going to cost you $20-$25. And the reason for the fee is to just really help offset the cost. This is an educational event, folks. You're coming to be educated. You're not coming to be sold something. So this isn't an event where people are going to be selling you stuff and putting a strong arm on you. So, you know, we do charge a nominal amount. However, that nominal fee covers your parking, and it also covers your meal and a day of learning. So, you know, for a couple, for $40 or $25 an individual, I promise you'll have a great time. If that causes an economic problem for you, give me a call. I'll work something out with you. I'd like everybody to come and get this information. It is so important. It's a day of learning, so invest in yourself. I know most of the events are free out there, but at most of the free events, there's a lot of strong-arming, not all of them, of course, but at many of them, there's strong-arming, high pressure, things of that nature. We don't do that. We want to give you the facts and be open about it, give you the pros and cons of your various options and opportunities that you have available to you. No one size fits all. There is no one plan. There is no one way to do this. You know, I look at the collectiveness in our firm, you know, with, you know, Ted with 25 years doing this, myself almost 25, we've got Scott, you know, and all the other folks that have been through the firm and looking at this. It's literally having the experience of working with thousands of families over the years and putting this together such that each of your plans can be put together in a comprehensive manner, but it addresses you, your families, your stuff, and your values.
All very personalized.
It is so personal. And this idea that I can do my estate planning in 15 or 20 minutes and check a few boxes on an online program are ridiculous.
Yep.
We like them in a way because I used to really malign some of these online things because they were so bad. And then we started making a lot of money off them, Ted, because, you know, like the ads say, you know, these documents are legal, blah, blah, blah. Well, they are, but unfortunately, oftentimes what the documents say isn't necessarily what you were thinking.
Or what they don't say, more importantly.
Or what they don't say, and these things end up in court. There's a lot of litigation, and, of course, we've been doing some of that litigation. And Ted, I want to tell everybody a little secret on the law firms and how law firms make money. Law firms make lots more money when people are fighting. If people are going to go to court, people are going to disagree, people are going to fight, that's where law firms make the most amount of money. Where do we make the least amount of money? Helping you plan and avoid these problems.
This is true.
It's very interesting dynamics when we look at, you know, what brings in the most profitable work within any type of law firm. And, you know, whether it's family law doing divorces or you're going to do personal injury,
it's
medical
controversy
malpractice,
of some type. Yep.
Business law, estate planning, elder planning, they all have their business dynamics. But across all the areas of law, lots of areas have planning, you know, business planning, setting up your business, organizing your business, running your business, planning, organizing, staff, all that. That's cheap to do all that. I mean, hate to say it,
relatively
it costs
speaking,
money,
it's cheap.
But in the grand scheme of things, it's the insignificant. Where we get into trouble is all of a sudden there's litigation, there's an employer-employee fight, or there's the employer and a vendor fighting over a bill, or, you know, that's when the money gets expensive.
Yeah, that's real.
And that's when that bell rings. So, you know, I counsel most of my clients, the best way for you to save a whole bunch of money in your estate is to do proper estate planning, where we spell things out, we avoid litigation, or if we get involved in litigation, we're going to have solutions in remedies already built into our plan, and that's the big secret. Absolutely. Folks, have those remedies built in. Help control outcomes if something bad happens. Your partner-in-law, we're going to be right back.
Have you ever wondered what would happen to you or your loved ones or your business if you were incapacitated tomorrow or if you died prematurely? None of us plan on it, but not addressing these issues can be catastrophic to your finances, your family, and your business. Hi, this is attorney Rick Gregory, host of Your Partner in Law, right here on Cairo Radio every Sunday morning at 8. Elder or estate planning is necessary for all of us, regardless of our wealth or lack of wealth. So whether your estate is large or small, you simply must have a proper legal life plan in place to protect you, your loved ones, and your business. For your free estate or elder law planning consultation, give us a call today at 425-284-3450. At Gregorick & Associates, my staff and I will take the time necessary to understand your needs and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Call us today at 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450, or go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Retirement. What does it mean to you? Has it changed as a result of today's economy? Are you worried about your future? Could there be stormy seas ahead?
Hi, this is Rick Gregorick, founder of Gregorick & Associates. We're a dedicated team of legal and tax professionals that can help you navigate your course for a secure future. Whether you're just thinking about your retirement or you're well into your retirement years, whether you're single, married, or involved in a domestic partnership, we can help you create your necessary legal and tax planning.
I am so glad I found one firm that can help me with all my legal and tax needs.
Call today for your free consultation. 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450.
You can also sign up for a partner-in-law event. Just go to yourpartnerinlaw.com and find the Elder Law or Estate Planning course that's best for you. You can register for both events by going to yourpartnerinlaw.com. Yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Hey, it's John Curley. Are you retired or getting close? Retirement Roundtable is August 18th and not to be missed at the Meydenbauer Center. Rick Gregorick, host of Your Partner in Law, you have put together quite the lineup of experts.
We're bringing all the parties together under one roof to talk about your estate planning, your elder law planning, your financial planning. Tom Koch of Talking Real Money, he's going to be explaining finances to you in good times and bad. And we have Steve Elliott from Capstone Trust going to talk to you about fiduciary services.
All those experts in one room.
Get the information to protect and preserve your hard-earned assets and pass them along while making sure you are covered in the event of your disability or your spouse's disability.
You've got to protect yourself. Start with the facts. You're going to learn so much at the Retirement Roundtable August 18th at the Meydenbauer Center. Get your tickets and all the details at yourpartnerinlaw.com. It sells out fast every year. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com.
We return to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH with your host, Rick Gregorick.
Can't get out without a little top in the morning, can we? So, Rick, hey, we've been talking about these little kind of disasters and planning for personal property. So let's talk a little bit about how you can do it right.
Well,
all right?
You know, one of this is going to come as a blinding flash of the obvious. But the very first thing to do is start talking. Parents, grandparents, start talking to your kids and grandkids. You know, be observant, see kind of what they do. We've talked about some personal examples and things like that. But just ask your children, is there something you would want? Yep. Now, we had Tom on earlier, and he said that he felt silly that he was, you know, like, gee, I don't want to feel like I'm taking mom's stuff during the live, because mom had done a really cool thing and sent a catalog around to all the kids and said,
Fabulous idea.
Which things would you like to have? And Tom didn't participate. So
it's
now
the Sears
Tom,
and Roebuck method.
So yep. Tom now visits some of the stuff he would have liked over at his brother's house.
Yep.
And I'm sure Lawrence is just fine with that. But anyhow, but it is interesting. So first off is this communications, kind of starting to see what people may or may not be interested in.
Yep.
And then, you know, put it down on paper, folks. You know, create a memorandum. Usually most wills and trusts have provisions in them that you can leave a family memo behind on who is to get what personal property.
Yep.
And, you know, whether it's your fishing buddy getting your fishing tackle or your kids or your grandkids. And put that down on who gets what and all those types of
these
things.
These are easy. Anybody can do these, right? So,
yeah.
So we provide these in all of our plans. They're called personal property memorandums, and they are just that simple. It's what's the item, who's it going to, you sign and you date it, and that operates to pass the property on your death. And those types of items, assuming they're still in your estate while you're alive and when you pass away, they'll go to the person on the ticket, if you will, right? So I always tell people, Rick, frankly, if you're going to give something away to somebody, give it away while you're alive. Okay?
Well,
this is what I do.
There you go.
This is my thing, right? Make this easy, right? So, or you do this personal property memorandum. But most people never get around to it, and it's just divided equally among the heirs, it says, right? So if there's four or more of these people, get ready because you're most likely going to have some type of battle.
See, my problem, Ted, is when mom and dad say share and share alike, everybody's to get equal. It's impossible just about to do that with personal property.
It is.
If your estate's $1 million and everybody's equal, it's really simple. If there's four of you, you each get $250,000.
Right.
No questions asked. It's not ambiguous. Easy squeezy. Now, what if that $1 million is made up of family heirlooms, the grandfather clock and jewelry and artwork,
yeah,
and one-of-a-kind items? How do you do that? Because we could get a spot price on everything, but things appreciate or depreciate in value differently. They have different intrinsic values, and these things are just very, very difficult to deal with. So giving it away during life is always a great idea. Now, folks, and the recipients of the gift, if your mom or dad has severe dementia or have cognitive impairment, or they're in the hospital just after following a stroke and they're going to be what we call vulnerable, that's not the time to go to mom and say, hey, mom, I want to take your wedding ring.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And so, we don't want to do that because that's just going to cause a firestorm in the family.
Yep.
You waited too long, mom, dad. You got to do this while you're healthy and alert and cognitive. Because, one of the problems, Ted, we see is sometimes when people get older, maybe they're getting into their 80s and, there's cognitive impairment and all of a sudden, the family members are all in there trying to kind of lobby for various gifts. And this is where we see the horrific mistakes of gifting the house or putting people's names on bank accounts and all kinds of terrible mistakes. But proper gifting during your lifetime is a great way to deal with things like that. I usually suggest come in and talk to your estate planning or elder law attorney when you're looking at this type of things. Make sure you're not stumbling and making these gifts to where these gifts could be construed as disqualifying transfers as a gift under Medicaid and things like that. So be very, very careful, folks. This is this isn't always what you think you should do. But you need to take a look at it because this is really a problem area of law. And like, our grandfather clock, if that's to be divided equally among four children, shall I cut it vertically or horizontally? I don't know. Someone may or may not get a working component.
Yeah.
And so we really want to work hard on these things to make sure that, A, they're going where we would like them. And folks, tearing the family apart over this personal property is so prevalent.
Yeah, like we just heard.
Like Wendy said, it's been 20 years and people don't talk over,
folks, bedroom set.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Maybe if it was Abe Lincoln's bedroom set or something, I don't know.
Yeah.
But, it's furniture. It's just wood.
Yeah.
Granite. I mean, but the emotions.
But her situation kind of is the way a lot of this ends up working out, right? That usually one person out of the four is in charge of getting rid of all this stuff. And a lot of times that personal representative is giving full discretion to dispose of the property however they see fit. And usually that's an estate sale or something like that. And maybe not everybody's happy about it, but mom's given this person the authority to deal with these items. And so unless you've made other arrangements, folks, that's how it's going to happen.
Well, Ted, another idea that we've had success with is, let's say mom has passed on and we've got all these heirlooms and we have three or four kids, maybe five kids or whatever. We'll hold an auction.
Yep.
Hold a sale.
That works good.
Hey, you're all inheriting, $200,000. Out of your $200,000, who wants this grandfather clock for? Let's have it valued at $1,000 and open the bidding.
Yep.
And find out, now how valuable is this? How valuable is this priceless family heirloom that you just got to have?
It'll surprise you.
It may surprise you.
How low they are,
So, hey, folks, we're going to take a quick break, and when we return, we'll be talking more about how you can prevent your children from fighting something over. What are we doing here?
Well, we
we're not.
We're about
never mind.
Early. We're about
I'm early,
early
for
You're
heaven's
jumping the gun
sakes.
And he's going crazy in there.
He says, what would I do? How would I fill 2.5 minutes of air
time? This
guy
does this every Sunday, and he can't get the 5910 right.
I don't know.
What this
it's
is about.
So bad. Hey, this is live radio.
It was, anyway.
This is where proper prior planning can be very advantageous, even though I know our quit time is 5910. When it says 58, I go,
that's
oh my
right.
goodness, what the heck is going
age
on?
Age on, Rick. Age on.
Age on there. Oh, my God. So family resist. Sales, making gifts now. Find out what your children want. Open a dialogue. But then incorporate these gifts properly into your estate planning. Hey, folks, I hope to see you out at Retirement Roundtable August 18th, Saturday, Maidenbauer. Nominal fee to come, lunch included, parking included, great day of learning. Come on out, check it out, rjglegal.com. Get your tickets. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorek. Event info, newsletters, and Your Partner in Law podcasts can all be found at yourpartnerinlaw.com. To schedule an appointment with Rick Gregorek, call 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450. For more information on the show or to sign up for a free Partner in Law event, visit yourpartnerinlaw.com. Tune in next Sunday morning at 8 to Your Partner in Law with your host, Rick Gregorek. Simulcast on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.